Stay close, in case I need a medic,
he thought.
Yes, sir.
The security detail moved respectfully out of earshot.
Not your usual,
said Jet with a sly smile. Ulla normally didn't drink at all, but he wasn't about to admit that.
I can get word to my superior if you want to arrange an extraction, but...
That's not why I invited you here. I just think someone should know what really happened to the Cinzia in Wild Space that day.
Ulla's curiosity was roused by that.
I've already heard the recording and seen the data. Are you telling me there's more?
Much more. Drink up and listen.
So began a long and rambling tale about rivalry and betrayals among smugglers. Ulla paid close attention at first. Jet had been worse than a smuggler. He had been a privateer, hired by the Republic to scour the fringes of the inner galaxy for theft-worthy material to assist the Republic cause. That was interesting for two reasons. It confirmed reports suggesting that the Republic did indeed engage in this inglorious tactic. It also showed how easily the objects up for auction could have fallen right into the Republic's possession. The intervention of the Hutts had, for once, worked to the Empire's advantage. Ulla felt a little discomforted by that. He believed that civilized society should never allow such decadence and corruption to thrive. That the Republic traded with the likes of Tassar Barish was evidence, if he needed it, of his enemy's invalidity to rule. But what did it say about the Empire if he allowed it to profit by similar means? As Jet talked on, Ula's attention began to drift. Who cared about the invidious Shinko and whether he had been allowed to leave the palace or not? What did it matter if Jet Nebula felt poorly used by his new masters, who had no intention of sharing the massive profit they were bound to make from the auction with anyone else? Why was he wasting his time on such a self-absorbed, self-pitying display? Sip by sip, Ulla worked his way through the drink. Jet didn't appear to be touching his much, and that puzzled him, distantly. By the time the smuggler finished describing the sad end of the Cinzia, Ula's eyesight was beginning to get a little fuzzy.
Say that again,
he said, finding it strangely hard to keep his elbow planted on the table.
Something about diplomats?
They were on a diplomatic mission. I asked them who to, and they didn't answer. Doesn't it make you wonder? Both the Republic and the Empire are bidding for information on where these people came from and what they were carrying. If the crew of the Cinzia weren't coming to talk to either of you, who were they coming to talk to?
That was an interesting point. Ulla filed it away to think about later. Then the floor stopped wobbling.
Then there's the explosion.
What about the explosion?
Well, it was a bit overdramatic, wasn't it? But at the same time, it wasn't very effective. You'd think if they really wanted to make the point, if they cared enough to kill themselves, they'd have gone out of their way to do it right.
You would think so. You would.
Ulla agreed.
But what if they argued? What if not everyone wanted to be blown up?
I wouldn't want to be. That's a good point, Envoy V.E.,
Jet said.
I hadn't thought of that.
Ulla was developing a strong liking for Jet Nebula, despite the fact that he appeared to have grown an extra head.
Another round?
Wait,
said the smuggler, sitting up straight all of a sudden.
Something's not right.
Ulla looked around.